But before they knew what it was, people used to die from it, didn't they?
Yeah, that's what killed my mother. Didn't know what it was then.
What'd they call it?
They didn't know what it was then. But the symptoms, you know, years later, when it all proved out, there was no doubt in the world. Just appendicitis killed her. That was 1901. And some years after that, they began to find out what it was, you know. But you know, when they used to operate, they lost them from pneumonia. They put them flat on their back for 9 days. And
lungs.
That's what killed them, was pneumonia. It wasn't the operation. And then they learned, you know, to, after that, they learned to get them up. And plenty of times, the following day after operation, they'll have you up walking, you know. And if they don't, they'll have you, they'll turn you, you know. Don't keep your leg flat on your back. And they don't lose them that way no more.
Yeah.
But they used to lose them with just appendicitis, is a simple operation.
Colic?
And, but they used to die with it after it, you know, the operation.
Mm-hmm.
On it, they'd take pneumonia, kill them. But they learned better than that. And then they didn't have nothing to fight pneumonia with way back there either. And now you've got things to fight with, you know, penicillin and myosin. And sulfur drug was the first thing that come out really that was good to fight pneumonia with. I'll go get that coffee.
Okay.
Pour it on, mate. It
didn't agree with you, it would make you do what? It would make you have to...
Maybe vomit, eh?
Yeah. Any kind of other ways of saying that? You'd say, he drank too much whiskey and he went out and did what he...
Yeah. Vomited up, I guess. Spewed it up.
Yeah, I guess that's one of the penalties folks had to pay for that.
That's right.
It'd make them sick.
Yeah.
Did you ever eat anything, Mr. that would make you sick?
Yeah, I've eaten things that, you know, would turn on me.
Yeah.
I've eaten too many peanuts, boiled peanuts, or I've eaten too many parched peanuts.
Yes, sir.
And I've had it to...
Made you sick where?
A stomach.
Hmm?
Stomach, you know, or...
Sick.
Yeah, you need to sick at your stomach. Sometimes it go one way and sometimes it go the other. Sometimes, you know, it cause you the bowels to get loose. And again, maybe it'd come back up when you throw it up.
Yes, sir. I meant to ask you, when you went out fishing, would you ever make something out of it? Or when you went out in the fields, if you didn't have a lamp around, would you ever make something out of a rag, say, just stuffing a rag down in a bottle and putting some oil down, coal oil down there?
No, I never did. I know how it's done. We generally always carry a lantern.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or some people might make a what? They might light a pine knot and make a
torch. Yeah, we've done that too. That was a splinter out of lighter, you know.
Yeah.
From pine wood, pine to. Oh yeah, we've done that quite a bit too.
Or a flambeau, you know what that was?
Not exactly on them terms.
So. Okay. Now, if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a square of cloth to use as a what? As a
pattern.
Yeah.
No. Wait. I wouldn't know. I don't know if I fully...
Well, Mr., you know...
She might take it as a sample.
Yeah.